Politicians have been trying to sell free trade for more than a decade now. Back in 1993, then-U.S. President Bill Clinton pitched the idea as a rising tide
that would
lift all boats.
The truth of our age is this, and must be this. Open and competitive commerce will enrich us as a nation. It spurs us to innovate. It forces us to compete. It connects us with new customers. It promotes global growth without which no rich country can hope to grow wealthier. And so I say to you, in the face of all the pressures to do the reverse, we must compete, not retreat.
10 years later, the global economy is still part and parcel of the U.S. economy, even though the details of free trade are still being debated by trade officials and politicians. But nothing in life is really free. Those who live along the transportation routes that link the global economy are paying a high price in terms of their health. Living on Earth's Ingrid Lobet reports.
Commerce, California, is an old factory town in East L.A., wedged between two major freeways. Gilbert Estrada and Angelo Logan grew up here and learned early how to gauge the age of 18-wheelers and locomotives. Truck cabs and smokestacks defined their landscape. And when he was young, Estrada says he benefited from the taxes industry paid to City Hall.
The City Commerce was able to fund swim teams that I was on, water polo teams, traveling throughout America, all paid for. I remember my time was a happy time. It's only when I got older that I realized that I really paid for that through my lungs and through my friends who have passed away. I really felt betrayed.
3 years ago, officials in Southern California shook up commerce and longtime residents like Estrada when they published a report on air quality and cancer in the region. On a map, purple blots covered the area around the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach and several nearby cities, including Commerce. If you were one of the 80,000 people living under the blots, you had an increased risk of developing cancer from the particulate and soot created by diesel engines.
In this neighborhood, we have seen the increase of trucks triple within the last few years.
Angela Logan says 35,000 trucks pass through Commerce each day. And that number is expected to triple over the next 20 years, according to transportation officials. Logan says to get a sense of it, just pull into traffic.
And this is the landscape I grew up around. There's a hamburger stand that used to have a patio area, and now it's enclosed because of all the soot, the black soot that they would find on the tables.
In Commerce, Logan and Estrada can smell how the nation's economy has shifted. The emissions from abandoned battery plants and metal shops that once dotted the neighborhood have been replaced by a heavy concentration of diesel exhaust. Commerce has gone from industrial center to a transportation hub for goods, mostly from China, that arrive via the ports at Long Beach and L.A., destined for anywhere USA.
What happens is you see these trucks, you know, really ripping down the street when they get the chance, making these turns and, like, you know, everything about the way that they're trying to get from point A to point B as fast as they can is because, you know, like Domino's Pizza, you know, you got to make that delivery under a certain amount of time. If you don't, you're not making as much money as you need to be.
Logan and Estrada say they understand the pressure to make a living, and they know that many independent truckers these days are immigrants who can't afford the new, cleaner-burning trucks. But recent studies linking diesel exhaust to asthma tell them the cost of free trade is not being evenly distributed.
I think it'd be fair to say that the nation depends on the people of City Commerce to sacrifice their lungs so that cargo can come from China through the port and be switched off in Commerce's backyard, so Walmart can sell Pocahontas pajamas in Nevada for $11.96 for a pair of pajamas.
Estrada, Logan, and their group, East Yard Communities, lack funding and, until recently, even an office from which to launch their protest. But together with other grassroots groups along L.A.'s transit corridor, they've been able to hold off a proposed doubling of a major freeway. It was an effort that surprised L.A.'s mainstream environmental groups, according to Todd Campbell of the Coalition for Clean Air.
Many of these individuals are working out of their cars. So for these ragtag, you know, pardon the expression, but for these ragtag groups that, you know, don't have a lot of financials behind them to stop the double decking of the 710, even temporarily, is a tremendous victory. And I think a lot of people are taking note of that as well.
The work of these environmental justice groups comes as evidence mounts that growing trade has an environmental side effect that's more heavily felt in some places than others. Last week, the NAFTA-created Commission on Environmental Cooperation issued a report showing thousands of children in Ciudad Juarez on the Mexican side of the Texas-Mexico border are being hospitalized for air pollution-related illness. It cited increased international truck traffic as a likely source. I reached the Commission's Air Quality Program Coordinator, Paul Miller, at his office in Montreal.
I think it's fair to conclude that anyone living near a major corridor where there are a number of idling trucks waiting to cross the border are at increased risk because of their proximity and because of the known health impacts from things like diesel exhaust. So that kind of initial finding does give one cause for concern about similar effects along major trade corridors throughout North America.
Miller says residents are agitating about diesel pollution in several heavily traversed cities in Texas, as well as in Windsor, the Canadian city that sits across the border from Detroit. In response, some localities are requiring cleaner-burning diesel fuel. New technologies may help reduce the need for truck and train idling, and a new locomotive with batteries could replace the dirtiest engine used in rail yards. Angelo Logan stands at a rail yard fence in Commerce. He says he hopes more people will come to see cargo containers the way his community does, as not just the economy on wheels, but a civil rights issue, too.
Large groups of people are starting to show concern around this. It's a slow movement, but I think the people are coming around. Before you know it, you know, people are going to say, wow, what were we thinking?
For Living on Earth, I'm Ingrid Lobet in Commerce, California. Thank you.